Welcome to the Woman Angler and Adventurer Podcast, inspiring real women with a passion for fishing in the outdoors to go get their adventure on. Now, here's your host, Master Captain Angie Scott.
Welcome to another episode of the Woman Angler and Adventurer Podcast. If this is your first time finding us, we're so glad you're here. This week, we're collaborating once again with our friends from the Fish Nerds podcast as the crappie hippie John Kang from Glasswater Angling catches up on the latest from young Rosie from Rosie's Bait and Tackle. Last time we shared a conversation between John and Rosie was back on episode 292, so I'm excited for you to get to hear the latest of what she's been up to, including a new fly dubbed the Game Changer that you're going to want to hear all about, and an exciting new role for Rosie as the kid correspondent for the Fish Nerds. So you're in for a real treat. Sit back and enjoy.
Hey everybody, it's Crappie Hippie here, your tree-hugging redneck from Eastern Kansas, and in Glasswater Studios right now, right here and now, I have the incredible Rosie from Rosie's Bait and Tackle with her dad, Hugh, and we're going to talk about her fly tying exploits as of late and a few other things that she's got going on. Hello, Rosie, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you, Mr. Crappie Hippie?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, I'm in here. Well, I'm doing 110% better because I'm talking to the Cliftons, who are my favorite people, and so it can only help but get me going and get me in a happy mood. And also, we're going to talk about fishing stuff. So, what could be better, right?
I don't know. What could be better than fishing?
Yeah, that's it. I have no idea. I don't think there's anything better. Okay, now I don't know where to start because you've been posting on Instagram, and this is at Rosie Space and This is at Rosie's Bait and Tackle on Instagram. You can check out all these things that Rosie's up to, whether she's out catching fish or she's tying flies or jigs or making rods. This young lady does it all. She is also our new kid correspondent for the Fish Nerds podcast. So we will be checking in with her from time to time throughout the year. And here is one of her first reports because she has been tying a new fly. And this is a relatively new pattern to me, and I think maybe to a lot of people, but it's an articulated fly with incredible action. It also, Jeff Danielson, our fly fishing guy, tells me it's very hard to tie, very labor intensive, and yet her version is absolute dynamite. You get on Instagram, you watch this thing swim, you're going to want one. And so, Rosie, what is the name of this new articulated fly that you put on Instagram a while back? And I contacted you and I wanted to know more about it. What is it called?
It is a special kind of game changer that we use both dubbing and foam along with the main body called with chenille. We do different colors. We can do just about any color.
Okay, well, what's selling well, or what are your favorite colors to tie, or what colors do you think are most effective in a game changer?
Well, I'd recommend maybe a blurple.
A blurple.
One of my favorites.
And blurple is what color?
Both black and purple.
Black and purple, that sounds like a very effective combo for steelhead and largemouth black bass both. What does it work on in the salt water?
It's really good with stripers.
With stripers, all right. Well, I'm getting a solid black one from you for fishing for bass, because around me, they like to eat little muskrats, little mice and stuff that go swimming across the top. And then when it gets super hot in the summertime, we go out at night and we can fish for them at night. And you love to have a black pattern for doing that. So if someone wants one of these game changers, how do they get hold of you, Rosie?
They can send us a message on Instagram.
There you go. Message her through Instagram. Once again, that's at Rosie's Bait and Tackle on Instagram. And how much is a game changer?
$15.
$15 sounds like a bargain to me, because believe you me, Jeff Donaldson loves to tie flies like nothing else. He's almost as crazy about it as you. And he says, by golly, those things take him almost an hour just to tie one. So I think that's more than fair. I can't wait to get mine. Okay, now there's another fly that you've been tying, and I saw demonstrated, and I had to get one from you. It's called the gurgler. What is a gurgler?
A gurgler has a tail, which can be different material, but the main part of it that makes it a gurgler, like which does water disturbance, is two pieces of foam.
Okay, can you describe that foam on top for our listeners? Because this is just for ears only, so we have to create our pictures with words. Can you kind of describe it? How does it make the gurgling noise? Or do I have to stand there on shore going gurgle, 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 gurgle while I fish it? Or do I have to, does the lure do it for me?
It floats on top of the water, and it makes a gurgling sound as you retrieve it because of the two pieces of foam.
Well, that sounds fantastic. This is another one I'm just know is going to be great for largemouth black bass. Now, what do you use a gurgler for? And you can't say striped bass unless it's the truth.
You can't use it for striped bass. It can be a replacement for poppers, I think.
Yeah. It's the disturbance is just a little different. It is more of a bubbly blurpy rather than pop, pop, pop.
I'm
just stoked as heck, and I want to get a bigger one from you for bass, and then I want an itty bitty one for fishing for small bass and bluegill. I know bluegill kind of run small in your world, kind of a bait fish probably to you, but to me, I just love to catch them. Have you ever caught a bluegill or a sunfish, like a pumpkin seed or anything?
Yep.
So you know they fight hard.
Yep.
And they fight hard. Do you have a little rod, like a three-weight, two-weight, something like that, to go play around with a little fish?
I have a four-weight.
Four-weight, that's just fine. Catch them on a five-weight, too. I had this idea that you could tie a fly for me for catching gar. Have you ever caught a gar?
No, I've never gone fishing for them.
And do you know what a gar is?
Yes, I do, because, well, we once went to a Cabela's Bass Pro Shops that had a whole bunch of gar, including alligator gar. There's one that was the most pretty I've ever seen.
Well, that's probably the spotted gar.
Pretty much our pet.
Yeah. Well,
I named her Shelly.
You named her what?
Shelly.
Sally the gar. That's fantastic.
Shelly.
Show Shelly the gar. All right. Very good. Very good. Shelly the gar. I like that. I assume this was in the tank, right? The big tank?
Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Jeff Danielson and I like to go out and fly fish. Well, he fly fishes for gar. I'm going to give it a try this summer. And I thought you and I could come up with something. You think we can do that?
I bet so.
And the crazy thing about gar flies is that you have to use, do you know what EP fiber is?
Yes.
Okay, so you have to use something like widow's web or EP fiber or something like that, because gar's jaw is just bone. It's all bone. I mean, they're basically just skin covering some bone. There's no meat for the hook to sink into, no web for it to go through. And so you tie a fly that tangles up the gar teeth. And that's how you get them in. But we always tie them with a hook because gar ain't the only fish in the river. And sometimes a big old flathead will come up, or a blue cat or a drum, and just suck that thing up. So would you be willing to work on a gar fly with me?
Of course.
Oh, of course. So you can do custom, and you can, you know, you're up to any challenge. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep.
Okay. So next question I want to know, because Todd, the fish wrap writer, has been kind of putting me off on this. He's like, I don't know. You know, it's a little too early for the fish to be running up and down the coast, really too early for the hot action. But when is Rosie going to go fishing, and what is she going to go fishing for on her first trip over to the salt water?
Well, first we're going to go freshwater. We're going on Saturday to Barber Pond.
Barber Pond. And what are you going to chase over there?
Well, I'm really hoping to catch a nice gold trout, but I'm also targeting landlocked salmon, brown trout, rainbow trout, and brook trout.
Oh, wow. So it's a cold water pond and it has the landlocked salmon, or is it connected to the ocean somehow?
It's
landlocked means they live in the pond all the time and there's no connection.
The if I can jump in for a second, the sure. state record landlocked salmon was actually caught out of this pond.
Okay. What y'all call a pond is a little different than what we call a pond in Kansas, because we don't have the true limnology. Like, I know the first pond somebody took me on in New Hampshire, it was 165 acres. And I'm like, well, this is a lake. And he's like, no, it's a pond because it's shallow enough the weeds grow all the way across the bottom. And that's the difference. Whereas in Kansas, it's just ponds are almost all man-made. And they're generally 1 to 5 acres. So a lot smaller water, a lot more contained. So this sounds like a heck of a good, fun time. I wish you well. That sounds like, okay, so what are you going to tie on to chase? What are you going to chase? Are you going to do something that catches everything, or are you going to target?
Well, a little bit of both.
A little bit of both? A little bit of general fishing, a little bit of targeting. Have you ever caught a salmon before?
Yeah.
Yeah? I heard they're hard fighters. Is that right? Hard fighters, they like to jump?
Yeah, but it was a little guy.
Hey, sometimes those little guys can be the funnest. You're talking to a bluegill fisherman over here, okay? I say as long as they give it their best, I'm all over it. So, and believe me, some people just want to check that box on their list. Starting off with a small one sounds just A-okay to me. Okay, now, last thing before I let you get on down the road or get back to the bench or get back to your bench. Well, you've got two benches. You got your fly tying bench over here. You got your rod building bench over there, but before I let you get back to doing some stuff or maybe just running around being a little girl on your spider bike or whatever the heck you like to do. You're not going to say what the heck's a spider bike. Your daddy can explain it to you. I want to know, you've got a special report coming up. You are our kid correspondent, one of our kid correspondents, our new kid correspondent. And your mama and me came up with this idea to do a story and have you interview the author of a book. And this will be our first kid's book for Fish Nerds, done by a kid. So go ahead, fill the listeners in. What we got coming up?
Mr. Andrew.
We're not sure if it's Andrew Weiner, Andrew Weiner. I can fill in a little bit of background about him.
Sure.
He is the author of an award-winning children's book, Down by the River, and he's president of Reeling in Serenity. This is a really good organization that helps people with dealing with addiction and connects them to fly fishing and community. So definitely a very powerful message, definitely a great place to start, and some really neat people. So I think she's really looking forward to that conversation.
Well, yep, I'm really excited.
You're really excited? Well, I'm really excited too. I really am. I'm, can you tell? My head's kind of bobbing around when you see that happening. And then you know I'm really excited. And of course, you listen to the podcast over and over again all the time, right? You don't have any time for Taylor Swift or any of that because you're always listening to Fish Nerds, right, Rosie?
Yep.
All right. That's a very politic answer, and I love it. Well, listen, we just did a story on Tackling Minds, a program in England. This will be a great follow-up. I want to hear, I was just hoping to start getting some follow-up about programs here in the United States that do kind of the same thing. So I guess what we're going to do, we're going to have you talk about the book, and then I think I will be calling Mr. Weiner up and asking him about his program and what he's got going on. So what the heck? Now you're giving me assignments. What the heck just happened here?
I have no idea.
That's me. I kind of just go with the flow. I have no idea. All right. Well, Rosie, is there anything else you want to tell the listeners? Got some stuff coming up. Got some exciting news of any kind?
Mm-hmm. Well, Rosie has a special assignment right now. She is actually doing a kayak fishing rod build 100% by herself. Dad is hands off, not allowed to do any of it at all. And it already looks professional and looks amazing. So she can't wait to share that with everybody when it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we will be looking for that in the days or weeks to come. And we will be looking to get together on this Garfly thing. And I will be looking to get my Game Changers for summer, my Gurgler for summer. What a fantastic time. Well, Rosie, if that's that, we're going to let you get back to having some fun or I don't know, peeling potatoes, whatever you got on your agenda for tonight. it's always great to talk to you. Always great to talk to your dad. And I thank you for coming on this evening.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on the podcast.
Well, you're a staffer now. I'm putting you to work, girl. I won't try to be too mean about it, but you're welcome on the pod whenever you want, because you're not just on the pod. You're in the band. All right?
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, guys.
Okay.
Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.